You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with one of the people that I like to call a community hero. We're here with Mindy Casale. She's a PhD. She's the co-founder and CEO of the Children's Bereavement Center. We've only got a few minutes for this hugely beautiful, wonderful topic, so we're going to go right to it. Mindy, tell me a little bit about what the Children's Bereavement Center is and what you've got coming up.
Well, we provide free peer support for kids, families, and young adults and older adults after a loss. Anyone who is important in their lives who's died. And we watch these families who come in and participate in our groups. Again, they're free support groups. We're all over the community. We have 9 sites now in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. And it gives them an opportunity to be with other kids, be with other family members, be with other people who've had a loss due to death, and really to not feel alone or isolated in their loss, but to have the camaraderie of other people who are grieving.
And what type of age group do you focus on?
We focus almost on all ages. We start with kids who are in kindergarten or just before kindergarten and go all the way up through the lifespan. So
I lost my father when I was 31. Mm-hmm. So you could help somebody even at that stage.
Right. We have a program that's subsidiary to the Children's Bereavement Center called Lift from Loss. And that's for college age and beyond. So we see young adults in groups. They don't feel comfortable in groups with widows and widowers in their 50s and 60s, 70s. So we provide this space because 1 in 3 college students suffer a loss while they're there. And it's very common to have 20s and 30s have the loss of either a parent or somebody close to you. And it's part of life.
Yeah, in college I lost a very close friend, actually a number of very close friends. So let's talk a little bit about what you have coming up on November 18th and what's going on at Zoo Miami. It sounds like an amazing, fun event for everybody.
It is. It is an amazing event. We have something called Steps for Healing, and it's an opportunity for everyone to come together. We do a 5K at the zoo. It's actually a certified 5K, a timed run, but we also have this wonderful kids fun run, so even little kids could come and participate with their families. And people run through the zoo, walk however they want to get through it, and they could spend the day at the zoo. It's all part of it. And we do a delicious breakfast also and have music and art and face painting and dancing and all kinds of fun things going on.
Sounds
at the same
amazing.
Time. And it keeps, you know, one of the things that our event does is provide us with continued free peer support groups. We never charge anybody after a loss. And it also is a wonderful way to get the word out. So if you sign up and register at stepsforhealing.org, you can actually register and have a page to reach out and tell people, hey, sponsor my run. And you could raise enough money to sponsor a child at the Bereavement Center for a full year, which is costs about $1,000 per child. But we don't charge.
No, it's beautiful. And I actually became aware of the event when our mutual person, Jimmy Casale, emailed me about it. And I've also gone to your fundraising ball, mm-hmm. which is absolutely spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Community, the entire community turns out. I've sat next to some of the most beautiful, wonderful people I've met at your event, and that includes you and Jimmy.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background and why this is important to you.
Well, you know, like anyone else, I've had loss in my life, but I think the impetus was also really when I studied in school and I saw there were really no trainings, no opportunities to help people after loss. And it's something that's so universal. Everybody needs some support at that time in their lives. And really to give people not only an opportunity to adjust to loss, but really to thrive after loss and to embrace life after loss. We're not just about getting people through it. We really help them identify their strengths and look at what they are grateful for in their lives, and really see that there's more to adjustment and more to life. You know, we can't help bad things happening to us, but we can, at a time in our lives when this happens, learn more about ourselves and how we can help ourselves in any crisis in our lives.
No, I really think that it's important. There's very few crises that match losing a loved one, either a parent or a child. But I always say to my wife, as you know, we're struggling with a situation as well, I say to her that the way that you respond to the situation is how you're going to be defined.
Exactly.
And so to me, the fact that you and Jimmy step up and help young people that you've never met until the circumstance arises, I can't think of anything that's a higher level of giving back to the community than that.
Well, we really do it as a big team. We have a huge amount of facilitators and volunteers at our center who have trained with us for many years. Every year we bring new materials and new opportunity for training. And these people
Why don't you give a shout out to some of the people on your team? I noticed that there's a Shira Cassell, perhaps. Maybe she's involved somehow.
Yes, she is.
Who's that?
Shira is my daughter. She recently came in to work with me.
How beautiful.
And it's just been a joy, and bringing a lot of her knowledge from her program at University of Pennsylvania in positive psychology, and looking at how people can really help each other, and how loss does not have to be the end of life for those who survive, but really a way for them to move forward in their lives in a way that really makes their lives better in the future. And while nobody wants to go through loss, nobody wants to experience that. We always say, you know, when kids come to the center, it's almost like attending a university you didn't want your child to go to, but they come out a lot wiser, a lot smarter, a lot more empathetic and aware of the value of life.
You know, how about pets?
Oh, Wanda, that's, you know, Wanda brings up a big point, because in many people's lives, the pet is very important. And I know that Wanda just had a loss in her family in that regard.
Right. No, there's nothing to say that pet loss isn't profound for people. And yes, our pets are part of our lives, and it changes our life when we lose a pet. We talk about pet loss in group a lot with the kids. We don't have groups, you know, combining
specifically for pet loss,
but there's a lot of great literature out there and things that people can look at and talk about with other people who've lost pets. And in a way, that pet loss, because pets don't live as long as we do, often prepares us for losses in life. So.
Well, I really want to thank you for coming out. I want to ask you again to please talk, just when is the event and how do people get information?
The event is on November 18th, Saturday, the week before Thanksgiving, at Zoo Miami. Yes, in Zoo Miami.
That's important to mention.
That's right. We run through the zoo, and it's fabulous
How
to
awesome.
See the animals early in the morning.
How awesome.
And you just sign up at stepsforhealing.org, or you can call us at the center at 305-668-4902. And, of course, if you know anybody who needs support after loss, or you yourself need support any age, please give us a call, and we will help you the best we can to come to our groups.
Mindy Cassell, perhaps the most beautiful segment we've had on the show. How lovely and how beautiful, and I want to thank you and Jimmy and the rest of your family for devoting your lives to helping other people. What a beautiful, beautiful concept you guys have.
Well, we have a wonderful community who involve themselves with us and make it happen.
All right.
And thank you, Jim, for giving us this opportunity to get the word out about the CBC and our Steps for Healing at the Zoo.
My absolute pleasure. You're beautiful people.